As we get into the word of the Lord today, I don't want you just to open your hearts and to open your ears, and not so much for my voice, but for that still small voice that the Bible speaks to us about, and listen for the Holy Spirit of God to speak to your life today. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for all that you do, and I want to thank you for all that you do for us, God. And God, I'm so unworthy to be one of your children, but God, I want to thank you for being such a good father to me. God, I want to praise you, God, and I want to give you honor and give you glory for each and every family that's here in this congregation this morning. God, I know it's nothing that I'm doing, but God, you deserve all the glory for everything that's going on here at Fellowship Baptist Church. And God, I pray as we dig into your word for a few moments this morning, God, I pray that you'll help us as fathers, as men, God, to listen to your word and to apply it to our lives. And God, I pray most of all, if there's one here today that's lost, may there be something that is said or done. God, may your spirit speak to their heart, and may they find salvation before they leave this place today. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Before we do get started, I do want to just ask a quick, just in your heart, to say a quick prayer. Brother Johnny Atkins, I noticed he didn't look very well during fellowship time or during the congregational singing this morning, and he has left to go to the hospital to be checked out. He's just kind of feeling kind of funny. Thankful that we have people in our congregation in the medical profession that I could say, hey, I don't know what's going on, check it out. But just pray for Brother Johnny that everything will be okay as he goes to the hospital to get checked out. Ephesians chapter number 6. Let's begin reading with verse number 1. Bible says, hey, mamas and daddies are going to like this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. My darling angels that were up here singing a few minutes ago, and I want to say this to all the youngins that are in the choir. Man, it just bubbles my heart to see these adults having to move to the outsides of the choir because all of these kids are feeling on the inside of the choir. That's the future of our church. And it bubbles my heart to see these youngins get up here and to sing all age groups that want to give honor and glory to God and want to do something for God. And my darling angels come back there just a minute ago and they hand me something that had my handprints on it. And when you hold my hand, you hold my heart or something. I read it real fast as they come back there just a moment ago. And man, what that does to my heart. But you know, it's one thing for my children to tell me that they love me, and it's one thing for my children to say, Dad, I love you, or Happy Father's Day. But when my children obey me, and when my children do what I ask them to do, they show me how much they love me. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes my three can have an attitude problem. Sometimes my three, you know, especially, I mean, my son is 15, and he's beginning to fill his oats, and he's beginning to become independent. And he and I have to sit down and have more one-on-one talks now than we ever have. Used to, we would have had a talk, but there wouldn't have been a whole lot of talking going on. But now we get a whole lot of talks going on. And my daughters, they bicker and argue with each other all the time, and sometimes that bleeds over to me and Mom. But I want you to know this morning, children, that if you're here and you have godly parents who are doing their best to bring you up the way that God has asked them to bring you up, and I really want you to see right here that the scripture don't even say that. It just says, children, obey your parents. It don't say if your parents are bringing you to church. It don't say if your parents are godly. It says, children, obey your parents. So I want to go ahead and take one quick second to tell all of our children how much I love you and how much I honor you by being in God's house this morning. But I want to go ahead and say this while I have an opportunity. Shut your sassy mouth to your parents. Honor and obey your parents. When your parents ask you to do something, do it. Don't give that attitude to your parents, because I want to tell you something. Not only will you please your parents, but you will please your Heavenly Father. You are doing what God asks you to do. I want you to see what he says happens if you do. That in verse number 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. I think God knowed that when my children sass mouth me and when they backtalk me, that it brings me very close to taking their life from them. And he says right here, obey your parents that you may live long here on the earth. I don't know how I can love somebody so much as I do my children, and yet sometimes I could snatch them up. I know that's not godly, but let's just be honest while we're here this morning. So, children, obey your parents. Now, let's get to verse number 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That's all the Bible we're going to read this morning. May God add a blessing to his reading. For just a few minutes this morning, I want to talk to you dads, to you fathers. Because I want you to know that the day that your lovely wife came to you and said, you're going to be a dad, that you were handed some responsibilities, whether you knew it or not, and you had agreed to take those responsibilities, and you had 9 months to prepare for it, and still today, at mine being 50, I'm still not prepared for all the responsibilities that I have with my children. But God has given us some responsibilities, and then I also want you to realize that there are just some earthly responsibilities that we have to our children. I want to look at a couple of those responsibilities real quick. Dads, we have a responsibility to our children to love them unconditionally no matter what. We have a responsibility to love them through their good times, through their bad times, through their sass mouth, through their mess ups, through their mistakes, through their wrong choices. We have a responsibility to love our children unconditionally, just like God loves every single one of us. That we have a responsibility to love them. You know, I know that there's probably people even here in this congregation this morning that when you think back through your childhood, there might not have been very many times that your dad picked you up or that your dad put you on his knee and said, told you that I love you. I've even heard people say that they've never heard their dad tell them that they love them. But I wanted you to know something this morning, that I believe that it pleases God, and I believe that we have an earthly responsibility to let our children know that we love them, whether they're successful, whether they're failing, whether whatever is going on in their life, that we love them unconditionally. I believe it's a large responsibility for us as dads to know that, to let our children know that. We have a responsibility to provide for our children. The Bible says that a man that won't provide for his own is worse than an infidel. I get up and go to work every day to make money to be able to provide for my family. I try to provide for their needs. I try to provide for their wants. I have help from my wife and people around me, but I want to provide for my children. I want to be sure that they have everything that they possibly need, and I like to give them everything they want. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying that's the way we go at it. And you have a responsibility this morning to provide for your children. You have a responsibility to be sure that they have the clothes to wear. No, they don't have to be Hollister. I don't even know if that's a popular name anymore, but there you go. I threw it out there. They don't have to have Nike. They don't have to have the best of the best, but it is your responsibility to be sure that they are provided for, that they have food to eat. That is your earthly responsibility to your children. It is your responsibility to train your children. It is your responsibility to teach them respect for others. It is your responsibility to teach them to take care of others around them. It is your responsibility to teach them to listen to authority. It is your responsibility as a man to teach those things. You know what? Sometimes that responsibility is let go. Because in the middle of providing for our family, in the middle of providing not only for their needs but for their wants, we leave that responsibility to mom a whole lot of times. We leave that responsibility to mom. You take care of the kids. You run the kids. You take care of the kids. I'm making money. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I want you to know that as a dad here this morning, it is your responsibility to train your children. It is your responsibility to be sure that they know how they are supposed to act. Hey, as I look around in our world around us now, I can almost pick out church families and non-church families anywhere that you go. You know those little fellas that are throwing fits in the middle of a grocery store? Not always, because I had some that had a little bit of a strong will too. But those little fellas that are throwing fits in the middle of a grocery store, and when mom or dad says, hey, you need to stop that, and it don't stop, and there's no consequence for that, I can about tell you they're not a church family. Because that's not the way that God's told us to raise our children up. It's your responsibility to train your children. Let's move on. It is my responsibility and your responsibility as a dad to prepare them for success. It is your responsibility to talk to them and let them know what the definition of success in their life is. It's your responsibility to help them to pick a path that is going to put them on a path to success. You know, I think I used Silas for an example last week, and I told you that it is very possible that he becomes a bum. And I was playing. I mean, I got him in the car first thing, and I said, Silas, you know I don't think you're going to be a bum, right? I said, you may live in the basement forever, but I don't think you're going to be a bum. I think he's going to be a fine young man. But I want to say this morning that it is my responsibility as his dad to help him pick a path that's going to make him successful. That is my earthly responsibility to him. It is my, and to my daughters also. It is my responsibility to inform my children what my priorities are, what my stand is, why I believe the way that I believe about everything. Whether you're talking about things out here in the world or things in God's house, it is my responsibility to teach my kids those things and to help mold them into what I think that they should be and what God says that they should be. It is my responsibility as a dad to know about my kids' relationships, to know about their friends, their boyfriends, their girlfriends. Hey, Maggie went to Bible school one day this week, and she come home, and the first thing I heard Addie say is, Maggie's not single anymore. And I'm like, oh, Lord, Maggie got married while she was at church tonight. I'm glad my kids are, after this message, they might not open up and tell me anything else, because I kind of broadcast a lot of our family stuff up here. But my kids are very open with me and tell me a lot of things going on in their life. It is my responsibility as their dad to know what's going on in their life. But again, so many times I think we take a responsibility as a dad of finances, 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 giving, 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 that we say, Mom, you take care of all that. Mom, you handle that side. But it is my responsibility to know about their relationship. It's my responsibility to love unconditionally, to provide, to train, to prepare, to inform, and to know about their relationships. Now, that is all earthly relationship. That is all earthly responsibilities. Now, let me sum all of those up. It is my responsibility to love them enough to provide spiritual training that will prepare them to have a successful personal relationship with God. And you know, all of these other responsibilities, the loving unconditionally, the providing for, the training, the preparing, the informing, and the knowing about their relationships, all of those are great earthly responsibilities that I have to my children. But my number one responsibility, my number one thing that God said, I have given you this child, I have trusted you with their care, I have loaned them to you for whatever time period, my number one responsibility is to love them enough to provide spiritual training that will prepare them to have a successful personal relationship with God. That is my number one thing that I should do with my children. That is what my focus should be, more than knowing that they're going to have the financial or the finances to be able to buy what we need to buy, more than to know that we got the finances that they can have what they want, more than being able to provide things for them that they need at the house, more than being able to train them in the ways that I think they should go, that more than being able to prepare for their success. I want to tell you something, that if I train them for a personal relationship with God, if I train them to be successful in God's eyes, if I train them that they'll be prepared to do what God wants them to do, then all of this other stuff will fall in the middle of that, and God will get glory out of their lives, and my life as a dad will be pleasing in my heavenly Father's eyes, and my children will grow up to be the men and the women that God put them here on earth to be. That is my number one responsibility to my children. But man, I get it all messed up. I get it, and I think, man, I have given my kids this. I have taken care of them. I want to put them through college. I want to be sure that they have the best of the best, and I want to be sure that they fit in wherever they go. And so many times, I work so hard for that. I work 50 or 60 hours a week to be sure that the finances are there for that. But how much time do I spend taking them to the Word of God? How much time do I spend on my knees with them in prayer? How much time do I spend just checking on their relationship with God? How much time do I spend with that, taking care of my number one responsibility to my children? Silas has picked up a little old girlfriend. I don't know. Beats me. But I mean, he's just weak in the knees, you know. And his little girlfriend, they get around, they just Google, you know. Well, Google's what you do on the computer, but you know what I'm talking about. And he and I talk, and I said, well, you know, I'm dad, I'm curious. You know, I want to know, is this just going to be a couple-week thing and I don't have to get too attached? I don't really have to learn anything about her or what? Or is this, you know, so I got him in the car. I got some looks right there. So I asked him, I said, now look, how serious are we about this little girl? And, you know, I just put it in plural form. I said, how serious are we? He said, I like her. I said, no. I said, now tell me. Because I was interested in his relationship. I won't tell you his answer because he might get plumb embarrassed on me if I do that. But let's just say he's pretty serious about this little girl. So I said, well, honey, I was interested in his relationship. I wanted to know about his relationship. But I can't think of how many times that I've sat down with him and said, "Silas, man, I heard a question just this Friday. Brother Tom Slusher's brother passed away, and I went up to be with them during the funeral service. And one of his brothers was speaking about spending time with their brother before he passed away. And he said, he asked him the question, said, 'Are you solid with the Lord?' And man, that just hit me right square in the head. What a way to ask somebody about their relationship with God. How many times have you sat down your children and asked them, 'How's school going? How's ball going? How's your friends going? How's your relationship with your boyfriend, girlfriend going?' But how many times we sat down and said, 'Are you solid with the Lord? How is your relationship with God?' You know, more important than if my son can pitch 80 miles an hour, if my daughters can hit softballs over the fence, more important than anything that they can do in school, more important than any scholarship that they could ever get, is to know that my children's relationship with the Lord is solid this morning. That's my number one responsibility. Now that we know our responsibilities and we know that what we're supposed to be doing as men, maybe you're sitting here this morning and you're saying, 'Well, preacher, that's all fine and well. And I hear you and I hear what God's saying and I'm going to do my best to do that.' But maybe you're here this morning, you're saying, 'Well, preacher, that's all good, but my kids are grown. I've already missed that opportunity. I don't have my kids at home now. You know, maybe I wasn't where I was supposed to be with God when they were younger. Or maybe I was focusing out here somewhere or another. And now my kids are grown and they're out and I don't have that opportunity. I can't back up and do it. And preacher, it does bother me. I lose sleep over it. I have anxiety over it. I have stress over it. And I think about it because I worry about my kids. Because I love them unconditionally, just like you said. I don't see anything happen, and I want them to have a relationship with God. And yes, it bothers me. Well, let me just go ahead and say this first of all, that if you stand around and you look back at the past all the time and you look at your faults and your failures, the Bible says that you're not fit for the kingdom of God because you're plowing looking backwards this morning. So what you have to do is you have to say, look, I'm going to take hold of this plow that God has given me, and I'm going to set my eyes forward, and from this day on, I'm going to be the man of God that God has called me to be, and I'm going to plow, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to do everything that God's instructed me to do, and I'm going to trust God with everything else because I can't look back any longer. It's affecting me. It eats me alive, preacher. So start now. I want to give you just four or five little things that I felt like God gave me to maybe to help that and what's going on in your heart and in your life. Maybe you're in that situation, or maybe you're in the situation that, hey, my kids, I brought them up in church, but they're not in church now. And I feel like I don't have that opportunity. Well, first of all, I want to encourage you to reach out. I want to encourage you to not sit back and do nothing. Reach out to them. They're still your children. They're still your sons and daughters, no matter what kind of choices that they've made in their life. Reach out to them. And you say, well, preacher, they're not doing what I want them to do. They're living like this, or they're doing that, or they're tied up in this, or the devil's got them out doing this. Well, I want to say something to you this morning, that I'm glad that in my spiritual life, that when I strayed from God, that when I got away from God and I didn't follow God's rules and regulations, that God kept reaching out to me, that God kept saying, I love you, that God kept wooing me, that God kept saying, he didn't say, well, you're out there so I don't care anymore. He reached out to me and said, come back. He never gave up on me. Don't give up on your children. How sweet it is. Have you ever been in a place where you know that you had sin in your life, to where you know you were struggling with something in your life, to where you had a habit of sin in your life, and how sweet it is when you know that you're living in that condition and to feel the Heavenly Father, the one that shouldn't have anything to do with you, the one that you're not worthy to talk to, but how sweet it is that when you're in the middle of that and maybe everybody else has cast you out, but one day when you feel the Heavenly Father reach down and just grab hold of you and say, I love you. I'm reaching out to you. Come on back. You're one of my children. How sweet that is. I want to encourage you to reach out to your children. Let them know, hey, I'm still here and I still love you. Reach out. Take responsibility. Let them know, hey, I messed up. I'm human. I didn't do what God called me to do. I either didn't know what God called me to do, or I got off track and I didn't do what God called me to do. Take responsibility for it. Hey, it's hard to argue with somebody that'll admit their mistakes, ain't it? Somebody comes up and says, man, I messed up. Can you please forgive me? It's hard to fight against that. It's hard to argue with that. Hey, let them know you messed up. But now that your life is right with God, now that you're following God's leadership, now that you have the proper relationship with God, and now you want to reach out to them, take responsibility for what you did, and take responsibility for what's going on, and now you want to do everything that God's called you to be. Reach out, take responsibility, reconcile if possible. You know what? Sometimes we as dads, we get hard-nosed. Hey, I get hard-nosed with my wife. You want to know something? I have got a double case of stubbornness. Okay, I'm glad I built a good doghouse. My wife has a double case of stubbornness. And when we get like this, man, it takes a lot to break through. No wonder my kids are the way they are. They're strong-willed and hard-headed. But me as a man, I'm hard-nosed sometimes. I don't have to have it. If that's the way they want to do, go do it. I'm all right without you. If that's the way they want to be, it's okay. Because I got me and mine and we're going to go right on. Sometimes I can be hard-nosed like that. But I want you to know this morning that if reconciliation is possible with your children, that if reconciliation is possible in the middle of any kind of family crisis, I believe that it is important for us as Christians to seek reconciliation. I'm glad that God sought reconciliation with me, that when I was lost in sin, that when I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, that when I was living a life that I shouldn't have been living, and I was even claiming to be one of his children, I knew that I was saved, but my life was not lining up with that. That I'm glad that God sought me out. I'm glad that God wanted reconciliation with me. I'm glad that God said, I want you to be one of my children. I want the proper relationship with you. God doesn't force reconciliation on us, but he always lets us know that he's there when we're ready. You know what? You can't force it with your children. You can't force it with your family. But you can let them know, I'm ready when you are. And that's what God did to us. He would reach down and squeeze us and say, I want you when you want me. I'm here when you're ready. That reconciliation is available. A couple more and I'll be done. Almost. Reassure them. I like when I say that. I got plenty of time. Reassure them of your love. You can love your children without accepting their mistakes. You know, if they're not ready to come to God, if they're not ready for that reconciliation, if they're not ready to come back and try to be whatever God has wanted us to be, that doesn't mean you can't love them. Because I want to show you something, that God loved us so much that even before I was willing, before I was ready to be one of his children, the Bible tells me that while I was yet a sinner, that Christ died for me. That he said, I love you so much. I love you, and whether you choose me or not, I'm going to give my life for you. Reassure them of your love. Render them unto God. When you've done all that you can do, you just have to say, God, now it's in your hands. Hey, it's in God's hands before you do all that you can do. But you've got to get to a place where you say, God, they're yours. This is not going to eat me alive any longer. I've done everything that I feel like you want me to do, God, and now it's yours. One more situation that I want to talk about this morning, and we'll be done. Maybe this morning, this dad that I've described, the one that loves unconditionally, the one that provides, the one that prepares for success, the one that wants to know about your relationship, maybe you're sitting here this morning and you're saying, I don't know that dad. I have no clue what you're talking about, because my dad wouldn't like that. I was so blessed to be brought up in a family that my mom and my dad, they loved me, they nurtured me, they took me to church. But you know what? I was naive until I was about 12 or 13, maybe 14 years old, to think that everybody had that. But guess what? Everybody doesn't have that. There's probably people in our congregation this morning that when I describe that dad that does all of those things, they go, preacher, you're crazy. That's not my dad. That's not what I experienced growing up. I didn't have somebody. I had a dad maybe that loved himself more than he loved me. That provided for himself, not for my needs. That didn't love God or walk in his ways. I really don't know if he even cares about me. There may be somebody in this congregation this morning that has that thought in their mind this morning, even on Father's Day. And there may be people that have experienced that in their life. And I know that there is, but there may be people that's even close to us. But I want to give you some great news this morning. I want to give you some encouragement in the middle of that. I'm going to paraphrase a couple of scriptures for you this morning. Psalms chapter number 27, verse number 10. When my father forsakes me, then the Lord will take me up. I want to tell you something this morning, that if you didn't experience the best dad in your life when you were growing up, if you didn't experience a father that loved you, that provided for you, that was caring about you, that wanted to be there for you, I want to tell you something this morning, that there is a father in heaven that will take you up this morning. That there is a father in heaven with outstretched arms that says, I want you to be my son. I want you to be my daughter. I want that relationship with you. I want to be everything that you ever need me to be. The Bible says in Psalms chapter number 68 and verse number 5 that God will be a father to the fatherless. And Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 11, the Bible says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father which is in heaven give you good things? Excuse me, that you ask of him. Luke chapter number 12, verse number 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You may not have had the dad that I described earlier, but I want you to know that there's a Father in heaven this morning that loves you unconditionally, that loves you so much that he gave his only son for you, that is full of grace and mercy, that is full of forgiveness, that will never leave you, never forsake you, that wants an eternal relationship for you with you, that says, I'll give you all of the desires of your heart. You have not because you ask not. That says, I'll give you everything according to my riches and glory. That I'll always be there for you. That I'll love you when you mess up. That I'll love you when you're serving me. That I'll love you when you give. I'll love you when you don't. That I'll love you. You're my child and I'll never walk away from you. I'll never do you wrong. I'll never fail you. I want to tell you this morning that I want to worship God for being a father that no father on this earth could ever be to any of us. That he is a father to us. That he loves us more than we can even comprehend. Him this morning, that he's a father to the fatherless, that he's a father to the ones that had good fathers, that he has gone away to prepare a place for us, and that his heart's desire is to come and get us one day and take us home to be with him. Man, you have a father that wants a relationship. Hannah, if you will, come get us something for invitation. I've preached all I'm going to be able to preach this morning. That we have a father that loves us so much. Dad, you're here this morning. Man, do everything you can for your children here on this earth. That's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. But be sure you're backing that up. No. Be sure that's being backed up by providing for their spiritual needs first. By giving them that first. Knowing that they're solid with the Lord. Then, if you're here this morning and maybe you didn't do for your children. Hey, maybe tomorrow's the day that you pick up the phone and you make that phone call. Maybe today's the day that you pick up the phone and you make that phone call. Or that you sit down and you say, God, I don't know how to go about this. God, I don't even know what I want to say. And God, I don't even know how to say it. But I need you to speak to me and guide me that I can be what you called me to be. This morning, if you're here, you didn't experience the best dad here on this earth. You don't know the man that we described. I want to encourage you to put your faith, your trust, your love in God, and he'll be a father that you can't understand. He'll be a father that you can't understand how he loves you when you mess up. You can't understand how he forgives you. You can't understand the mercy that he has for you. You can't understand what he's got prepared for you, that he'll be that father. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a moment. Preacher, I'm going to talk to our dads this morning. Preacher, I'm so thankful to be a dad. I'm so thankful for my children. And I am. I'm doing everything I can to provide for them here on this earth. But I feel like spiritually maybe I've let down. I feel like maybe I'm not taking care of that. Maybe I'm not loving them enough to provide the spiritual training that will prepare them to have a successful personal relationship with God. And preacher, I just want you to pray for me. Preacher, pray for me that I'll be the father, the dad that he's called me to be. Would you just lift your hand? God sees hands all over the church house this morning. So thankful for my children, but I want to be that spiritual leader in their life. Preacher, I'm the one that God sent the second part of the message for. I've got children that are no longer in my house. I've got children that I need to reach out to. I don't know how to, and I don't know how I'm going to, but I sure would like for you to pray for me. Would you just slip up your hand? God sees hands. They're all over the congregation. You're not by yourself. Preacher, pray for me. Maybe you're here this morning, you're a dad. Excuse me, you didn't have the dad. Man, you don't know what it is to experience that earthly dad that I've been talking about. But you know that there's a Father in heaven that loves you. But you know, sometimes it still hurts that earthly dad's not there. Preacher, would you just pray for me? Help me to cope. God sees hands. God sees hands. You put them right back down. Preacher, just pray for me that God, I know he'll be everything that I need him to be, but just that I'll feel it and that it'll fill that hole that I have. Now, let's get down to business, dads. I told you that it's important for you to know that your children's relationship was solid with God, but maybe you're here and you're a dad this morning and you're not sure that your relationship was solid with God. You're not sure that you're saved. You don't know that you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Wait a minute now, preacher. You're getting into my pride now. You're asking me to say that I don't know Jesus Christ? You're asking me to say that I have sin that needs to be forgiven? I don't know if I can do that or not. Well, I want to tell you what. When you get to where you can lay that down and you can get the proper relationship with God, you'll be a better dad than you've ever thought that you could be. Preacher, I need you to pray for me. I don't know that I'm saved. I just want you to pray for me. Anywhere in the congregation. Last of all, and we'll continue with our invitation. Preacher, I know that I'm saved, but I don't know that I'm solid with the Lord. What do you mean, preacher? Well, I don't know about you guys, but sin comes into my life. My own desires come into my life. Things get ahead of God in my life. And my relationship with God gets to where it's not real solid sometimes. I know you probably don't like to think that your pastor would get up here and preach to you sometimes when his spiritual life is in trouble. But you know what? Sometimes I get up here and preach to you when my spiritual life is in trouble. When my spiritual life is on the rocks. When my spiritual life needs help. Preacher, I just want you to pray for me. I know that I'm not solid right now. There's other things there that shouldn't be there, and I just want you to pray for me that I'll get those. God sees your hand, you put it right back down. God sees a hand, you put it right back down. God sees hands, put them right back down. God, I pray that you'll touch. God, I pray that you'll work. God, I pray that you'll help us as dads be everything that you'd have us to be. And God, now that we're in a place that we've admitted that we need help, that we need you in our lives, God, I pray that we'll act on those things. I pray, God, that we'll get the help that we've come here today for. God, I pray that as we leave here, that we'll be the men that you'd have us to be, that we'll be the dads that you'd have us to be. God, that you'll mend relationships, that you'll help us to be solid with you, that we can provide a solid relationship with our children. God, I just want to thank you that you provided it all through your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's his name we pray. Amen.